The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Happy podcast day. ¿Cómo está? He Said, Ella Dijo. Listeners, can you explain to me this?
I wish
you guys could see the amount of cables and rubbish that we have that I've been asking my husband to fix.
Who was the last one to do the podcast in this room?
I know, but I don't
That was you.
I don't take care.
You don't untangle?
I don't untangle.
Really?
And this
is a disaster. You couldn't untangle that?
No, I don't even know how
to untangle
it. You
have to add that to my list of things I have to do?
Correct.
Wow. Well, then you can't complain about it.
What is happening?
Not too much. Not too much. Well, I mean, you know what? Let's start about something already.
What?
That's got me uncomfortable.
Oh, God. What?
Our daughter.
What did I do?
Can you put your thing on silent, please?
What did I do now?
You didn't do anything. Our daughter has decided that she's going to have like a boyfriend or something. And it was like a very random decision. Doesn't make any sense. And
guys,
I'm very uncomfortable
Eric
about it. And I don't get
it. It's not sleeping at night. I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to play it cool because I want her to confide in me and I want her to just be comfortable. But
yeah,
it's a
little
it's
too
a trip.
Cool about it. You're just like, hey, you're like loving it in a way.
I'm not loving it at all.
I just
I'm a girl, and I know, you know what? I am the girl that growing up, my mom basically didn't like any guy I liked, any boyfriend. It was always a nightmare. So I am trying to be just that mom that hears her out, because maybe by speaking her truth, I can actually get to her and give her life lessons.
I have no problem. I mean, listen, I'm not pumped about this, but I have no problem if she's likes a guy or got a crush on a guy or it's going that route. This wasn't even about that. There has never been a time where she said, I have a crush on so-and-so and it's building and building. I wonder I don't know how to handle it. I kind of like this one boy. Never.
She has always spoken very highly of this kid.
Yeah, but speaking highly of somebody has never implied that she has a crush. She's actually talked about other people in general. So then out of nowhere, I guess all these kids at school are pairing up. And I said, okay, what does that even mean, Sabella? She's like, I don't know. They just walk around with each other. I go, do they hold hands? She goes, no, they don't. They just walk around with each other and they talk as if they're a couple. And I said, okay, I get it. how did you end up with this douche? Well, all my friends kept saying it has to be him and you.
It was two kids. And then the other one, there's two kids that everybody kept telling her, those two kids are going to ask you. Ask you means, I guess, you want to be my Valentine, because he was around Valentine's Day. So one of them ended up having a girlfriend out of campus. I don't know from where. So there was this one left that she's known since kindergarten, that she actually likes a lot because he has a twin sister that she thinks is very cool, is also an athlete.
Okay,
anyway, to make the story short, the kid was supposed to ask her and actually never got to it.
So she asked, were you going to ask me something? Because everybody said you were going to ask me something.
Via text.
Yeah, but my point is, it's not even like an organic, I have a crush on somebody, this is somebody I like. And
she was curious. It feels forced. The kid didn't ask her. What bothered Eric was that the first text, the exchange was initiated by Isabella saying, I have a question for you. Everybody kept thinking that you were going to ask me and then you didn't.
I'm very confused.
So that opened the door
but
for
still,
the kid.
It's not that. What bothers you. What bothers me is that there's been no talk of this. There's been no buildup. It feels like
you don't want to build up.
But it feels like peer pressure. It feels like I need to date a guy because I need to pair up with this person. Because all my friends are doing it.
Yeah.
It's like the first sign of peer pressure. I don't like it. It's had me in a bad mood
Eric
all weekend.
And
then on top
happy.
Of it,
another
like
kid is running
obsessed
with it.
With texting.
I know the kid is like,
she's
sending.
Never been a, she doesn't even have a real phone. Like she just uses an iPad, but then it's like they're on group chats. She's always been the lazy one that never gets to her text, never
terrible.
Checks her iPad. Now it's like every day checking. I'm like, stop.
Because it's exciting. I'm trying to explain to Eric, don't read too much into it. She's not going to marry this kid.
I know she's not going to marry
this kid. This is all poppy love. It's just nonsense.
But
what's bothering you is because the kid now is running with it and he's like, hey, good morning. You want to talk today?
Heart emojis.
Ugh. And he's like, how do you do in your tournament? Oh, cool. Okay. You want to call? And Eric is dying. I'm dying too. I'm just trying to be like, Ross, it's normal. This is the age, although she's only 12. That's a little scary. But anyways, exciting.
Listen, I told you all this stuff for me started early too, but
I think it's all going to be, it's going to go away, but she's getting all like, she feels all cute. And then she has a kid paying attention to her. And
I'm really
Eric
struggling
is very
weekend.
Stressed that she's going to not be as interested in tennis. And because now she, instead of going
not
to practice.
Tennis, I just don't like that she's clinging to her phone all the time and checking. She wasn't like that before.
How do we deal
and
with
again,
that, guys?
Her phone is not even like a real phone. It's like an old phone that only works in the house, like an iPad.
This is what's crazy.
Like an AirPod.
This is what's crazy. And she knows.
She can't even call on it.
I think she forgets. We have access to all the exchanges because her phone is connected to Eric's iCloud. So we actually read everything. That's how we found out that this was happening because she was not telling. And then we kind of like on a roundabout way, we asked and then we got it out of her that, you know what, Sabella, have you been in contact with so-and-so? So she had no choice but to open up and tell us the truth because Eric finally said, you know that we can read everything. And she was shocked. But that's the crazy thing is that we know everything that is going on.
I'm having a rough weekend.
Because Sabella has a girlfriend.
I'm in a bad mood.
A girlfriend? A boyfriend?
I'm in a bad mood. All right, let's switch gears. And this is something else that you'd like to talk about in life.
What?
But otherwise, let's talk about this. Did you realize or did you know there was a $36 million Mega Millions lottery ticket that got voided because no one claimed it?
Wow.
$36 million.
And to this day, nobody claimed it?
No, they voided a ticket.
Nobody, no, I think somebody ended up claiming it. No,
nobody has it.
So then what happens to the money? It goes back.
No, 80% of the funds from the unclaimed ticket will now be transferred to the Trust Fund for Education. Well, at least it goes into a good cause. But that's crazy.
But then what happens? What is a protocol if a week or 2 weeks later, the person goes, even though the due date is done, deadline is gone?
Yeah.
The person can be like, here it is. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was traveling. I was sick. I was in the hospital. I didn't know. Like no excuse is valid for the person to be able to claim it?
No. And they give you that much time to go through it.
How long do you have?
I don't know. I'm not a lottery ticket player here. I don't do that very often. I only play when we're in like the billion. We had a billion mark or like 600 million plus, then I feel like I need to spend the money.
You know what? I don't play because I went, we had
but we
a,
never win.
We didn't win.
Ever.
But what is the name of the Feng Shui? Feng Shui? How do you say that?
Feng Shui.
Feng Shui. With Feng Shui for
feng
me.
Shui
feng Shui.
Feng Shui. Feng Shui sounds like a food. You butchered that so badly.
Whatever.
You know, you make fun of when I try to speak Spanish and you like, no, it's this.
Okay. So feng shui.
It's not feng shui.
A feng shui guy.
Feng shui.
Old man came to the...
Wait, say feng shui. I don't care.
Feng shui.
Oh my God.
The person came to the house, right, to rearrange furniture and all these things. And he did like a numerology chart for us. And he was so adamant when he told me, you will never, like, don't ever gamble. Don't ever do
You or to me? To you.
To me.
Yeah.
Don't do lotteries. You will never, ever. There's some people that are very like magnetic, you know, when it comes to winning, like your aunt is one of them that she goes to all Vegas and she wins all the time. He goes, it doesn't matter how you do, you're never going to win. He said, your money's coming from the arts and real estate. And that's it.
And you've done nothing with real estate. Right? You're not investing in real estate. I keep wanting to flip houses.
I tell you all the time, but the Dream Popper here, how many times have I said to you, we need to get into the real estate business? And Dream Popper says no.
Because you have to take on that brunt.
I will do it gladly.
But I don't think...
So now I'm creating brands for me and my husband.
You don't understand.
That's my real estate.
You don't understand the process of flipping a house. You just, you want to spend so much money in the house, we'll go upside down.
No, no, no.
I'll do every house to look beautiful.
I'll do a bueno, bonito y barato.
You hate to negotiate.
Like this top. Look at this cute top from Rosalyn Sanchez at Ross.
That is very cute.
Bueno, bonito y barato.
Your boobs look all big in that top.
I know. Why, right? They look big.
That's a great top.
Am I gaining weight again? What the
heck? No, you're not gaining. Oh my gosh.
Anyways.
Would you lose your mind if you, I mean, I know you'd lose your mind if you found out a week later that you
die, like dead. Like, where's Ross in psychiatric care?
She'd blame me. You know where it'd be? It'd be in the center console of your car, buried under some whoppers.
Wow.
They'd all be melted to the paper. And then you would like, oh, you know what you'd have done? You'd have like taken it up and put your gum in it. Because that's what you always do. You always crumple up gum and put it in there. It'd be sitting there and it'd be in the trash.
That's sad. Oh, it's very possible that I would do something like that. I won millions and it's combined with old gum inside of trash. Anyways, what else is happening with the world?
Well, did you, I mean, I guess, what do you think about this Madam Web movie that a lot of buzz.
I don't know anything about it.
But a lot of buzz, Dakota Johnson, big, you know, property again, piece of IP. And I guess it's bombed. It's not doing very well.
But what is it about?
It's another superhero movie.
And she plays a superhero?
She plays Madam Web.
Okay.
For Sony Pictures. I think, I mean, look.
Is there like superhero fatigue when it comes to movies?
13% on Rotten Tomatoes.
13%?
So clearly it's just... I guess not that good of a movie, but I think people are getting a little burnt out with superhero movies.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's happening. I don't know that it's there, that the wave is gone, but I think that people are a little burnt out. And I feel like maybe even post strike, people are looking for some fresh new content, things that are inspiring, that are, you know, not repeats or remake. I mean, now they're still remaking a ton of stuff. Suits is getting a reboot. I mean, everything's getting rebooted, but
you know what's funny,
I just
guys,
wonder if the superhero thing is like, the ship has sailed a bit.
Like Suits, it did so well on Netflix after many, many years after it first aired. And my agent was telling me that now every single actress that he represents is calling about the reboot. Is there anything in it for me? Is there anything in it for me?
Everybody knows that show's going to be big.
I know. Well, not necessarily. Everybody
Most
assumes a
will.
Lot of things and you don't know. I hope it does, but it's interesting how nobody thought about, I want to be a cast member in Suits, and now everybody wants to be a cast member in Suits. It's really funny. Do you think Meghan Markle will come back?
No, she's not coming back.
It'll be awesome, though.
No, she doesn't need to come back for anything.
She doesn't need to, but
it would
be cool.
Never, no, it would be silly, I think.
Why?
If she came back to do
as Suits,
first of all, nobody in the original cast is coming back. And then all of a sudden she's going to come
and
back.
And she's the star. Then she'll be the star.
She's the Duchess, ex-Duchess.
The biggest thing ever.
Royal, ex-royal. Like she's, I don't know what you're
saying. She's an actress.
I know, but I don't think she's not going back to Suits.
That's funny.
Not by any means.
If they call you to do a superhero role, are you going to be like, no, the audience is a little fatigued?
No.
Or will you do it?
No, you totally do it. I don't think it's a bad decision at all by any means. I think people still love seeing those movies and they still make movie stars or they sustain a movie star's career. But I think I believe there is a little bit of fatigue because I've heard there's been a lot of retooling over at Marvel. There's obviously been a ton of retooling at DC. They're trying to crack the formula.
What would be your superhero choice? You know, my dream was for you to, and I've said it many times before, He-Man.
That's not a superhero.
So, whatever. So, which one do you want to do?
I don't know. Batman.
Batman would be amazing.
Could I have the voice for Batman?
You could do Batman. You'd be an amazing Batman, actually.
That would be fun.
Casting directors, producers in Hollywood.
That's not going to happen.
If you want to have the most handsome Batman in the history of the Batman franchise, Eric Winter is your guy. Tim Bradford. Hashtag Tim.
You're way too kind. Speaking of, The Rookie comes out this week. I wonder how we're going to do. Our first episode out the gate, and then the second episode is our 100th episode. I'm very curious to see how the fans come back and show out for The Rookie.
It's going
to
be massive.
I think it'll do. I predict
7 million.
No.
No what?
No, we've never done 7 million. That's not going to happen.
This is the first.
We've never done that. We do it.
5.2.
I take it back. We do like 10 million after like the DVR numbers come in, and we're the highest watched show on ABC.
You're
going
to do 5.2.
But live? I don't even know.
5.2.
Live. 5.2?
That's a good number.
Possible.
I was talking to my friend. Guys, I did a show many years ago called Without a Trace that was huge when we did it many, many years ago. And you know, all these reboots. And I was like, Poppy, you should call CBS and tell CBS that they should bring back Without a Trace. It'll be a great gig. All the cast members will come back, shoot in LA. I don't have to do it because I'm fine. But
why would why would they reboot that show?
Because Without a Trace was humongous. It was the biggest thing on CBS.
So was Cold Case. So was all these shows. They all were big. They're not going to reboot all those again. They're just doing them in different ways. The procedural engine never ends, especially with CBS. That's what they
do. But you don't think it'll work?
Incredibly
if they bring Anthony LaPaglia, Poppy Montgomery, Erica Close, Marianne Baptiste.
I mean,
I think they're huge. Enrique Murciano.
I don't know. I actually don't know if with the same cast if a reboot would do as we do. You think it would?
Huge.
Really?
Very much.
With the CBS audience?
Very much.
Maybe.
I think so.
Maybe. I mean, they're doing a lot of this, you know.
I think so.
Building it back up.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes. I guess identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I got another headline I want to talk about. I actually love this because obviously we're parents, and can you imagine if our kids went through this? But Larry Farish Jr. is known in the community. He's the bus driver, taking a lot of kids to school. And one morning, he's picking up this little boy, Levi, that he always picks up, who's always got a big smile on his face, always super happy to go to school. And he notices the kid's having a really bad day. Goes to pick him up on the bus, and the kid's sitting on the grass, not standing there with a smile, got his jacket over his head, and he asks him what's up. He's not sitting by any of his friends when he gets on the bus. And it was pajama day at school, and he didn't have any pajamas.
Aww.
So this kid was wrecked. And I guess it deeply affected him. But this Larry Farish went out of his way, went to the Family Dollar store and purchased two pairs of pajamas for Levi, and then went back to the school to give them to him so he could have pajamas for pajama day. How cool is that?
That's amazing.
I think to have a bus driver who, this is what I always say, people who love what they do go above and beyond for anybody. I don't care where you work. I don't care what you do. But this bus driver who has his job, one job, right? He's picking these kids up from school and he's dropping them off. But to go above and beyond in whatever it is you're doing as a profession, I always have so much respect, whatever that might be, to treating people kind, going out of their way. I know when I go to like certain places to buy something and somebody who's just over the top, filled with love and like wants to brighten your day,
yeah,
it means so much to me. So I love hearing something like that.
You know, one of my favorite pages on Instagram is this guy, his name is Zachary Derenioski. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. The handle is MD Motivator. How you say that? Motivator?
Motivator. Right?
Yeah, MD Motivator. And this guy, that's his life and that's his calling in life. He basically just bring smiles and incredible things to people's lives. He just goes to, he could be walking down the street and he sees somebody, a homeless person, a kid from an inner city community, somebody crying, and all he does is just go there and just come up with the most incredible gift, whether it's monetary or tickets to something or a word of wisdom, and it is life-changing. The stories that you see, he travels all over the world, and I could spend my entire day just seeing this guy bring happiness
like that, but
to the world.
Even on the smallest scale,
no, of
we
course.
Could all be we could all have a little bit of Larry,
yeah,
in our daily lives, right? It didn't take that much for him to go out of his way and get something really simple and basic for this kid. I think it's a great thing to take away.
You know what we should do? You know what it'll be amazing to teach our kids? It's like maybe once a month, right? And we should call it a day of kindness, and then pick something to do. Is either feed a homeless person or go to like downtown LA to like or whatever area that there's kids and volunteer or just bring a toy.
Even
to
just donating like, the clothes that we have and things that we have.
Or going to a dog shelter and say, you know what? Do you want us to walk the dogs today? Can we bathe some dogs? And do it once a month and call it the Day of Kindness.
I agree.
That would be an amazing thing.
We need to step it up because we are slacking.
Very much. It's all about doing TikToks for you now.
Oh my God. Terrible. Sorry, Larry.
Sorry, Larry.
But you're my hero.
Thank you, Larry.
What else is new and happening? Oh, why? What is going on with you? You're back so obsessed with Love is Blind.
Guys.
Like all night watching
season
it.
Season six
it in the
of
kitchen,
Love is
watching
Blind.
Watching it, watching it.
I love it because it gives me something to do. I mean, I'm into listening to podcasts.
I do think it's funny
or
though.
Or watching something while I'm doing like chores and not like I'm doing like things. It entertains me.
I do think it's funny the story you told me about the girl who sold herself to the guy as Megan Fox. And then she turned around the corner or whatever and he was like jaw dropped. Clearly no, not she's Megan Fox.
She's not Megan Fox. She's very attractive. It's just she's not Megan Fox.
How do you go and sell yourself as Megan Fox?
The only thing she said was, listen, I have dark hair and I have blue eyes.
But that's some people might Megan Fox be. That could be a number of people.
I know. Well, yeah, it's I'm very curious to know how that relationship is going to play out.
And he stayed with her?
Because, yeah, but now he's going to meet the other girl that he almost picked.
But he
the
can't
one
go,
that
can
was
he go
single
back
mom.
To that girl?
What do you mean?
If he dropped one, can he go back to the
That'd
other?
That'd be such a dick horrible move. Like he's madly in love, about to marry
but
somebody.
He clearly is not madly in love. He just kind of got misled.
He still says that she's beautiful. He says, I still fancy you. She's so insecure because now she's gotten so insecure about her looks. And he's so sad to see her struggle like that when you have a guy that is head over heels with who you are as a person.
But
and
now is he though?
He's playing it like he is. Like he loves her. But then he little comments. And then there's another contestant that when they all meet, like they go to this location, all the couples meet together for the first time, and there's another girl that picks somebody else, and he sees her, and she has like this amazing booty, like an amazing physique, and he was like, "Well, she's stacked."
He said that
he
about the other girl.
He said that, but I think it was
in
a little
in front
drunk.
Of the other girl,
in front of everybody.
She's stacked.
She's stacked.
What if I had said that about a girl? If I had said someone was stacked,
do it.
No, I'm not trying to risk my life here.
I invite
here.
You to
I'm
do it.
I'm not trying to risk my life. I'm asking okay. you, what if I had said that girl's stacked? I had a couple drinks in me. Whoa. What would you do?
You know what I'll do?
I kind of want to
I'll be
know.
Like, dude, here's the key. That bye. Go be, stack yourself. Go stack be, your freaking face all over her.
That would be your reaction. Yeah, that girl stacked.
Do it. Te invito a que lo hagas.
People can't even see what Rosalind's eyes look at me right now. Like it's daggers.
No, it's this not is a not smiling. Even,
No,
like
you're
this.
This is the smile of when Rosalind smiles because she's on camera, but she wants to like kill me.
What would you do if I see this dude? I'm going, this dude is hot. What would you do?
You've said that guy's attractive before.
When?
You've said, oh, that guy's really attractive, like about talking about somebody.
Never.
Yeah.
And if I have, it's because we're talking about somebody, not in front of the person with you there and the guy looking at me and I go, you're hot.
Well, I didn't say wink. You just added a wink and you just got like all sassy with it. I didn't
if
say
I
that.
If I say about a dude.
That girl
if
stacked.
We're in front of a bunch of people and there's a guy and I go, he's hot. What would you do? You'll die.
Die?
Like pass out.
I wouldn't be too pumped about it. That's for sure.
There you go. So don't tell anybody in front of
daggers.
Me.
I'm not staring daggers at you right now without even the insinuation or the idea of it. You're just like literally
anyways, guys,
kill me right now.
I highly recommend Love is Blind season 6. It's very interesting. There's a Puerto Rican. She's so beautiful. I can't wait to meet her. And I saw, I think, 5 episodes. And in a couple of days, the remaining of the season is going to unfold. And I cannot wait.
But
it's a lot of fun.
Is it though?
It is.
But you don't think any of it's staged at all? Like even remotely?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
I think
it's really well
crafted, huh?
It's well crafted. Listen, the kids are, the couples are having babies. There are some that have worked. They're still together. So it's a social experiment. The experiment, at times, it works.
I know. It's interesting. Yeah. Maybe.
I think
some
it does.
Girl just lied though and said she looked like somebody else and then turned around the corner and it was nowhere near it. I would be really bummed out about that.
Well, it doesn't happen when like girls go out to a club and they're all made up.
Well, the club lights come on.
Massive makeup. Yeah, yeah. And then you take
club
her
lights,
home.
Your
the
beer,
next
beer
morning.
Goggles, all yeah, that stuff. That happens. Like happens. You're like, oh my God, that's not what I, you know, who I thought I met. I'm sure it happens with girls too, with guys all the time.
No, not like that because you guys put no makeup. You guys are who you are.
Well,
like there's no way
true.
To dress up and show cleavage and do high heels and
we
tight
were playing,
dress.
We were playing Deal Breaker at work a lot the other day. I mean, we've been playing it a lot. I have like all the hair and makeup doing it, wardrobe. We're all cracking up. Like we're coming up with all these scenarios and went back to this one. And I said, okay, so if you met a guy and you guys have been going out for a couple months, whatever your number is, like as far as, you know, you're going to take that next step, maybe sleep with the person. Ooh, it's picking up. And you really like his personality. He's a lot of fun. You know, you seem to like, you know, his background and everything he's told you. You've met some of his friends and things are picking up and you guys get romantic one night and you guys sleep together. And then after you guys finish up and you're about to go to bed, he reaches into his mouth and pulls out all of his teeth and their dentures and he puts them in a glass next to the bed.
Yeah.
What do you do? Are you in or are you out? The whole grill just gums. It's a lot of silence. Are you in there out?
I don't know.
A lot of people were out because they couldn't believe he didn't say anything. But I said, how do you
but
not?
Why would you
how
say,
do you say
you
something?
You don't have to say something. Yeah.
But then also that he just didn't even prep anybody for it. Just pulled his teeth out and put them in a jar next to the bed without even saying anything.
To me, it would be like, what was the reason? Like, what did you do? Is it, was a lack of hygiene? Like, how come you don't have any teeth to the point that you have to have dentures at this age? Are you like a slob? Like, I'll be like, my worry would be more like, who are you for that to happen?
I think I'd just be shocked at it, the way the person did it and didn't even, like, I don't
know.
I don't know what
do?
The conversation
exactly.
would be.
Exactly. Like, let me tell you something. I'm going to be very honest with you.
I don't know what the conversation would be.
And he just needs to get it out. Like me with my retainer that I didn't use again. Oh my God, Eric,
you don't
I keep
ever
forgetting.
Use it. You don't ever
what is
use
happening?
It. But you do this all the time.
It's very
you
hard for me to be consistent with this retainer.
You always talk about my memory, but your memory is shot.
But we know that.
But I mean, okay. You know, one of my biggest pet peeves also, you leave everything hanging in the shower still to this day. Like you got dental floss hanging all over the sides of the walls in the shower doors.
Estrogen
you got
patches
estrogen
now.
Patches hanging on the side. I had to put one away the other day. It was on the handle. I'm like, are you kidding me? There's estrogen patch, dental floss. It's like our shower is a trash can.
No, at all.
And then it clogs a drain. No. Which now we have another plumbing issue.
My hair.
Since the Super Bowl, our main line clogged
my
and now
hair.
We have another issue.
My hair clogs.
Your hair, it's like a freaking rodent coming out of the.
Baby, boo, boo. Hey, boo, boo. Look at this mane of hair.
But how do you have a mane of hair
course,
in the drain
the
too?
The plumbing is going to be, how you say it? Clogged.
Clogged.
Look at this hair.
Hair, dental floss, estrogen patches. Forgets it
wow.
all.
You know
and
what?
Then
if it's so bad,
forget run. And then forgets the mouth guard. Like complains about the TMJ
I
regularly.
I know. Well, it's not bad. Today's not that bad. Ah, my TMJ. Anyways.
I don't understand.
You don't understand what?
How you're forgetting so much. All the supplements you're taking, everything you're doing for your brain. How?
I don't know.
Oh, the age is kicking in.
Wow.
All right. Well, it's been fun.
This episode's been all over the place.
That girl's stacked.
Guys.
Can't wait to drop that bomb.
Do it. I cannot wait to see you do it and hear those words inside my ears.
Stacked.
I'll have a blast that right. day.
Love you.
Listen, love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.